This podcast is brought to you by ESLLibrary.com. Hello, everyone. I'm Tara Benwell, the host of ESL Library's mini podcasts for English learners. Today's podcast comes to you from our historic events section. The Great Depression. The Great Depression was the most historic period of economic decline in the 20th century. It began in the U.S. in 1929 and affected economies worldwide throughout the 1930s. During the Roaring Twenties following World War I, Americans were optimistic about their future. Many invested in stocks, even if they had to borrow money to do so. On October 29, 1929, the U.S. stock market crashed. Many investors owed more money than they had earned. International trade quickly began to fall. U.S. banks played a large role in the economic downturn. In the 1920s, big American banks loaned a lot of money to foreign countries that had debts from World War I. When these countries did not make their payments, these banks suffered. Smaller banks also made mistakes. They gave too much credit to everyday people, especially farmers. Many American farmers were already struggling before the Depression. Mechanization and expansion during World War I caused overproduction in the post-war years. Crop prices fell by as much as 60%. A decade-long drought in America's Midwest made things much worse in the 30s. Farmers in the Dust Bowl abandoned their land and moved west to search for work. During the worst years of the Depression, unemployment reached 25%. Not only were people not investing, they weren't spending money on goods and services. Many people relied on bread and soup lines to feed their families. This had a major effect on manufacturing and trade and resulted in mass layoffs around the world. From 1929 to 1932, the worldwide GDP fell by 15%. President Herbert Hoover was in power when the Great Depression began. Several of his efforts to pull the U.S. out of recession failed. First, he tried to keep the prices of goods high. Second, he tried to keep wages high. Lastly, he tried to prevent foreign competition. All of these efforts backfired and hurt economies worldwide. In 1932, Americans elected Franklin D. Roosevelt as president. FDR was a rich man and an optimist, but his experimental New Deal did not provide the relief and recovery that Americans hoped for. It wasn't until 1941, when America entered World War II, that the Great Depression finally came to an end. For questions and activities and a full transcript of today's podcast, visit ESLLibrary.com and choose our Historic Events section. That's all for today. See you next week.